All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz, and he's Freddie Kiger.
Yes, it is. It is July 29th. It's a Tuesday, and therefore, ergo.
Yeah, it's Rock and Roll Tuesday.
Yes.
How about that?
I know. Whenever we do this, folks, Ron lights up.
Yeah, my eyes are as big as saucers right now.
If I ask him a geography question, he goes into a comatose state.
True.
Or, but now he's in a state of euphoria.
Any number of other questions.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
you're going to like this one, too.
I get excited when
you're
talk about rock and roll.
You're going to like this one.
Yep.
Yep.
All right.
Here we go, folks. Everybody
ready? Lay it
on me,
baby.
All right. It's 1973. Our category is signature tunes.
Okay.
73, and this tune remains the signature tune for this band. Name, song, and band of what Ron's about to play.
Okay. You going to hand me the record?
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay. All right.
You got it.
Handing it to me right now, folks. I'm putting it on the turntable.
You got it.
And now,
hang on, you got the needle almost wrong.
As they say it today, I'm going to drop it.
Boom.
It's going to drop right now.
Let me check your oil, all right? Because there's a fat man
in the bathtub with the blues. Man, I love that song.
I knew you do.
There's a fat man in the bathtub with the blues, Little Feet. One of the best live album ever recorded.
Dixie Chicken.
Little Feet, Waiting for Columbus.
That's a great album.
The live album.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. Because there's a fat man in the bathtub with the blues.
I hear you moan.
I hear you moan. I love that song, man.
Yeah, off the album originally, Dixie Chicken.
It's never really a hit, though, was it?
No, but it was, when you hear that, bang.
Yeah.
Little Feet.
Exactly.
Lowell George.
Yeah.
Was it his...
genius.
Oh, yeah. Classic Little Feet, complex rhythms, multiple styles, time signatures, and Lowell George's gritty delivery.
Yeah, exactly. I love that Little Feet. I always love their...
Yeah, that syncopation.
Yeah, and the guy who sang, the guy with a really low voice, one of the background singers. Yeah, I love that. It kind of set him apart. I thought
Little Feet was great. I think of college, and he's not here on Friday.
Yeah, man. Great, great album. I actually saw Little Feet in
with
Chapel
Lowell
Hill.
George?
Yes.
How about that?
With Lowell George in Chapel Hill, and I think it was in Carmichael, where the acoustics were horrible.
Institutional bathroom.
Yeah, it had to be in Carmichael, because it was late 70s.
Yeah, oh, yeah, what it was.
78, 79?
Yeah,
I think it was 78.
We saw so many great acts in Carmichael, but
yeah.
If you weren't on the floor,
yeah,
forget it.
Yeah, I mean, the acoustics were just horrible in there. But even then, even given the horrible acoustics, I just fell in love with Little Feet then. Because the person I went with knew all about Little Feet.
Yeah.
The woman I went with knew all about Little Feet. I did not. I was not familiar with Little Feet at the time.
There.
But I left there, man, a big fan.
Little Feet fan.
No kidding.
Feets don't fail me now.
No. I'm going to put on my sailing shoes.
Yeah, you got it.
If you be my Dixie Chicken, I'll be your Tennessee Lamb.
That's right.
Good stuff,
man. See you tomorrow, buddy.